And the big news, and I mean the big news, a 6.1 kilogram bucket mouth, which was caught and released in the Nottingham Road area.
The better days are coming. The summer fish are coming. We can sniff it. We can smell it. We can feel it. We can anticipate what this summer is going to be like, and we will be ready for it.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Now, where are the fish? Well, it has been the question on anglers' lips throughout the entire week because fishing has been pretty quiet. Certain areas were even dead as a doornail. However, there is fish in KZN. Like we always say, there's always something to catch. And in this week's show, we're going to tell you exactly where they are. Now, let's give you a rundown in a nutshell as to what's going on. Rock and surf is, well, not the greatest of times. That we're still waiting for that summer fish to come. So come on, summer, bring us that fish. As for the offshore side, well, that's an absolute cracker right now. And the freshwater is exploding. Now, in KZN, there are a few feeding zones, and we're going to get into all of it. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, speaking of tackle, guys, I was at the Tackle Trade Show this past week. It has been the talk of the town because everyone wants to know what's the latest, what's the hottest products, what are the upgrades, what can we expect for 2025? Well, guys, I will get into that on another show, right? Right now, it's all about the fishing report. And we've got it all year on Angler News South Africa. Our reporters has made sure they had their ears on the ground. If there was a fish caught anywhere on this coastline, our guys knew about it. Let's start off in Durban, where it's been a little more highlighted than the South Coast. I know, it sounds weird to say that, especially after what we've had over the last couple of weeks coming from down south. But nevertheless, we've got Mike V and Brad Krubler with a lowdown out of Durban.
How's it, guys? It's been all about the edibles. Some lovely brush have been coming out, some beautiful stumpies, some lovely cob. Odd Garrick's still around. The guys are still putting in the time for those things. Bronze bream, stone bream, rock cods, all that sort of fishing now. The guys will allow basically bringing the odd grey shark, odd diamond as well, but very odd. It's mainly been about the edibles on the beaches. The guys are traveling far and wide to get them. Eddington, that side, some very small shad. The Durban North beaches have had some lovely stumpies and grunt on them, but the oaks that are like seriously hunting them are going far and wide to find them. On the ski boat side, a lot of garrick have popped up around the Durban area. Guys using live mackerel mainly, or mozzies, are getting shoals of garrick on the boat, having an absolute joy. Between that, the oaks are still fishing for their snook. Quite a few around, guys are having some good fun. Otherwise, it's just been hillbeck, doggers, and your good bottom fish. Oaks are also traveling quite a bit to get those, but they're having a good time going out and getting some. Durban Bay, a lot of juvenile grunters, lots and lots of juvenile grunters. I saw a picture of a lovely kingie caught on a little live bait. Smaller kingies around the mangroves, things I get. Oaks are getting them, pulling some small little rapalas, things I get. But you're not wild. Hopefully the next couple of weeks, things will start shaking up as we come into spring and then summer, and then most of our game fish should be back.
Well, good evening, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, yeah, fishing over the last week. The weather's been a little bit up and down with some very big swells coming through. But on the fishing side, it's still been the garrick and the snook off the Blue Lagoon area. In the deep, but still some hillbeck. Also, some nice amberjacks coming off the number one area on the slow pitch jigging. And then main species being this whole week has been the hofcob. They've been quite plentiful, especially on the bluff ledger side. So yeah, guys, tight lines. Hope the information helps you, and speak to you guys all next week.
Fantastic stuff, Mike and Brad. That's exactly what I want to hear. Some good possible catches, especially with those weather conditions. Now, guys, speaking about the weather, we have got some trine conditions coming up this weekend. I mean, some heavy winds coming through, some huge seas, quick swell period. But Adam is going to tell us more about the weather report at the end. Right now, what's been going on the North Coast? Well, Savika reports that the area is sanded up. North Coast has been really sanded up with these conditions. Now, Tinley Manor has got some small stumpies and copper bream. There's also copper bream and blacktail at Blightdale. As for the rest of the guys, well, they are getting fish, but they are throwing really deep because of the area being sanded up. Now, moving further up north in the Richards Bay area, well, it has been pretty much the same thing. Very few reports coming out due to these trying conditions on the rock and surf side. However, on your offshore side, guys, the cooter are in town. And Wave Dancer has been hauling in the catches with the cooter that's been coming out virtually on a daily basis. And amongst that, of course, there's still the snook around. So that's our North Coast side. Now moving up to the freshwater where it's real fireworks. Guys, Jan is loving life right now. This is his report of what's been going on from the Midlands.
Hey there, guys. So with the upturn and the nice, what looks like summer weather appearing quickly, the fish seem to be out to play as well. We are, of course, slightly concerned about the El Nino that I mentioned earlier in this year. And of course, the primary reason for donning gumboots for a rain dance is that the river season is but a mere week and some change away, with the opening day on 1 September. Stay tuned and watch the space for a full report as soon as it happens, as I will be out on the day. So as we are nearing the end of August and the berg wind seems to be appearing, lots of anglers out. There have been some great trout and from the Midlands, and there were a couple in the 21 to 23 inch, that is 53 to 58 centimeter bracket, coming to hand, and a good couple of brown trout as well from the Stillwater, which is nice and surprising. Water temperatures are between 10 and 12 degrees and certainly warming up. A recent report from the lower Bushman's River noted some good flow, water temperature around about 13 degrees and lots of small scalies in abundance. Bodes really well for the start of these freshwater bonefish when the fish start moving. In case you missed it, and just how exactly, the bass are back into the bite. And the big news, and I mean the big news, is of course a 6.1 kilogram bucket mouth which was caught and released in the Nottingham Road area. Congratulations, that man. News from Midmar also is that the fish seems so fired up, with reports of good numbers of mid-range fish in the 1 to 2 kilograms coming to hand. No direct word from Albert Falls at the moment, but no doubt due to the fact that the water is all closed to the anglers who will be competing in the Albert Falls Bass Classic at the end of the month. And if the upturn in the weather and temperature continues, I'd expect word from the Stokefontein yellowfish anglers very shortly. Jeremy Rochester from Escape Fly Fishing notes that he has a pretty full season planned already. So guys, tight lines all.
Excellent stuff, Jan. Thank you so much for that. There is life after all. Then that life is on the freshwater side. Now, our current podcast on our expert series talks about why we should try that freshwater. And this is exactly that reason, guys. When there are conditions like this, you want to go out there and you want to still catch a 6 kilo fish on light tackle. Well, freshwater is the way to do it. And trust me, the bass is certainly a way to experience that. Now, let's get into the South Coast, where it hasn't been the greatest of times. However, there is still a heartbeat, there is still some hope, and with all the competition guys still planning on fishing there this weekend, I have no doubt that there will still be some catches recorded. So guys, this is Ray Thompson kicking off our report from Manzantoti right down to Port Shepstone.
Oh guys, unfortunately, exactly the same as last week. No great shakes on the South Coast as far as fishing goes. There's no hotspots other than Margate Pier, with the odd couple of grey sharks that are coming out, obviously still shared around. Shelly Beach area, going through the south, there have been quite a few bream around. That's about the only place that I could suggest you go and look for edible fish. Stabell, that area, obviously shared early morning. Very few garrick and kingfish coming out. All the way to Pennington, Namdoni, very, very quiet. Scottborough, again, this week has been horribly, horribly quiet. Most of that South Coast area or lower South Coast has been quiet. Moving up to Umkomaas, there have been a few small cob and shared in the Umkomaas area. Manzantoti area, again, absolutely dead, dead, dead. Very few fish around, the odd small cob, odd bronze bream. Other than that, there has been no fish on our South Coast area. Looking forward to what's coming up. There are some big seas and a lot of sand has moved into the Toti area. So just be very aware of that. Toti has become very, very sanded up in the last 2 to 3 days. Unfortunately, it's that time of the year, in between season. Guys, go out there and enjoy yourselves, but South Coast has been quiet.
Sheesh, Mr. Thompson, that is not what I want to hear, but it is what it is, and it's a good, honest report, and that's what we appreciate more than anything else. Now, what is going on the spearfishing side? Well, Don reports from the South Coast, and it's pretty much the same, but nevertheless, this is Don's version of it.
Avinash says, Don from Hibiscus Underwater Club. Nothing much has changed over the last week or so. Still relentless, big swell and dirty conditions. Like I've mentioned before, the clean water's out there. It's just not giving us the chance. And these big dirty plumes are extending right past the shark nets. Most of the rivers are still closed, which is always good for us. The forecast looking ahead is just swell and wind and possibly some rain in the next couple of weeks. So on the spearfishing front, it's not looking pretty, but yeah, it's part of the game. So we just patiently wait. It's super frustrating.
Yes, my friend, I can only imagine how frustrating that must be with all the conditions looking nice and rosy outside. What's going on in the water is another story. Now, let's move on to Adam, where he is talking about some fish that has come out. However, he's also talking about you got to put in that effort to get that fish. Guys, here is Adam from the Lower South Coast.
So the fishing down on the South Coast, you know, it's definitely dipped off the last few days. We've had a few sort of decent days where the swell hasn't been so big and the guys have been getting some decent rockfish still. So that's still better than nothing. I wouldn't say fireworks, but definitely sparkles or sparklers. Hasn't been epic, but it's been okay. We've still got a couple of small grays around and, you know, one or two smaller duskies. I've seen a few smaller kingies popping up. Our rivers have been fishing fairly slow again. And the cob have been around as well, but they've been that sort of 4 to 10 kilo mark. You know, sometimes you're getting that bigger fish, especially in the evenings. I see Kent from Kent's Fishing got himself a very nice specimen the other day. And in terms of the rock fishing, it's still bream, blacktail, you know, a bit of chelun. So that's a little bit exciting there. A bit of brusher, but on the very small side. And I would say one or two rock cod and a bit of crayfish. The shad have basically almost completely gone and they've been replaced by carentine and pinkies, which is good live bait. But our deeper water spots where the guys have been putting out this live baits, they haven't really been picking up anything exciting. Not real garrick, no real kingies. It's mainly been your non-eds, your smaller sharks that have been chopping the baits. Now and again, though, there has been a live bait with a suspicious-looking bite mark out of it, which we can suspect might be a shad. We've also just got to mention Teal Mudley recently. He's really been targeting the bream quite hard down the side, and he's been getting some very good species and specimens of bronzies. And I see he's landed one or two chelun as well. Obviously, as you try for those bronzies, you're targeting them both in that same sort of water condition. Now, just a quick one to touch up on the deep sea side of things. The heelback have been on the bite down here. The guys have got one or two decent rock cod, and there's been a few sort of 3 to 4 kilo tuna around. So definitely something for the guys on the boats. But again, you've just got to contend with that swell that's just been hanging around down here and kind of maybe just pick your day. In terms of the freshwater side, the pre-spawn pattern, fish are still sitting right off the shallow water, waiting for temperatures to rise, obviously. The coming cold front this weekend may push them back deep because looking for the weekend, it looks like we're going to have swells in that 2 meter plus range for pretty much most of the weekend as that northeast is going to blow basically Friday, Saturday, and only on Wednesday does it change to a southwest again, Vinesh. So it doesn't look really too great. So it might be dams and rivers for this upcoming weekend. Otherwise, everybody out there, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you for that, Adam. It is what it is. Yes, I completely concur that this should be a weekend for freshwater. Now, that is going to be, I think, what we're going to have to look at in doing for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Guys, it is that transition period. We've spoken about this in our last episode. Try the freshwater if this is not working out for you. That is what we are talking about on our current expert series. So this is why you want to listen to Angler News, guys. We are just a couple of weeks away. We know what's going on. Our reporters knows what's going on. And you know what? They've been bang on the money so far. And although this is not the greatest time on the KZN coastline, the better days are coming. The summer fish are coming. We can sniff it. We can smell it. We can feel it. We can anticipate what the summer is going to be like, and we will be ready for it. So with that being said, guys, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.